and excluded from sight by darkness and error, now stand in the clear light of present truth. The man with the dirt brush, the pioneers understood as present truth that was going to clean the house. And in 1848, they thought this, they believed, they hoped, in faith, they wished that it was beginning to serve its purpose. But brothers and sisters, we're in 1998, 150 years after they thought this light of present truth had begun its work. And if there's anything that Adventism needs to hear today, it's present truth. And the present truth that was specified that was going to clean away this rubbish by James White here was the three angels' message of Revelation 14. And brothers and sisters, that is present truth. The three angels' message is a presentation of the gospel, but it's not simply a presentation of the gospel. It's a presentation of the gospel in the context of the judgment hour. And it's not simply in the context of the judgment hour. For the third angel's message says, if any man receive the mark of the beast, the three angels' message, the present truth, which is designed to clear the rubbish out, is a message of salvation. That if you will enter into a covenant with the Lord, He will honor it and He will give you the power to live obediently for Him in the time of the judgment when probation closes. He will give you the character and experience that you can stand at the end of the world without an intercessor during the time of trouble. That is the present truth that will sweep away the rubbish. Part of that presentation is the close of probation, whether it be for the world at large or whether that message first is presented to Adventism, the warning message, brothers and sisters, that our probation closes first and it's about to close. It's about to close at the Sunday law, and we must finish the work of character preparation for that testing time before the test comes. That's the present truth that the pioneers believed would clean away the rubbish of error that had clouded the diamonds and the jewels and the coins. Brothers and sisters, can we receive that present truth today? Are we ready to understand that there's no more time for sin? That all our darling sins have to be put on the altar and removed forever?